I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There was anger and chaos today among the rebels battling the Gaddafi regime in Libya. The anger was directed at NATO. The rebels claimed NATO airstrikes had mistakenly hit their forces near the oil port of Brega. NATO has launched an investigation. The chaos came as the rebels retreated from Brega and later from the rebel-held town of Ajdabia. The retreat was prompted by fears of a new offensive by pro-Gaddafi forces in the east. The CBC's Derek Stoffel is at a hospital in Ajdabia. He describes a confusing situation there.
I spoke to a doctor. He was out in an ambulance earlier today, and he says this is what's happened, that three bombs were dropped by an airplane. But this is where the story gets really confusing. He said that, you know, some people told him it was NATO that dropped these bombs. There's a story going around here, Marco, that it was actually Gaddafi's forces were able to get a small plane in the air and were able to fire down at targets on the ground. That, of course, pretty hard to believe because of the fact that, you know, that there is just no fly zone in effect. You know, as you can hear behind me, the hospital here is a very tense place right now. We've got all kinds of fighters gathered on the ground here. And the story on the ground here is that no one knows for sure what happened, whether it was NATO or where these bombs came from. But there are angry fighters gathered here, Marco, and they blame NATO tonight.
Any sense as to why the rebels would so quickly assign blame on NATO for this bombing?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that we just arrived here in Libya a couple of days ago, but the sense I'm really getting is just the utter sense of confusion and the lack of organization among the rebels. You know, when we use this term rebels, you know, I talked to a couple of people yesterday who said rebels, it's a bunch of young men who are armed running around with rifles, and what they do is sort of advance toward the first target they see. They shoot off a couple of rounds, don't hit anything, and then they run back. Even this doctor, he was telling me that the biggest thing he wants to see change is not NATO, you know, more airstrikes from NATO or not even ground forces from NATO. He says what the rebels really need is leadership, and leadership that understands military, you know, a military battle. He said the guys who are running the show back in Benghazi have never been in a fist fight. So He says in order for things to change, there has to be organization and military leadership. And, you know, I'm certainly seeing a lot of that today. We saw these young guys sitting by the side of the road and didn't know where to point their guns, essentially.
Derek, we're hearing reports that Gaddafi may be weighing a large assault on Ajdabia. Have you seen any evidence of people leaving the city?
The city does seem very deserted. We just drove through the main street here, and all the shops, you know, in mid-afternoon that you'd expect to be open, all the convenience, you know, the stores selling food and electronics, all shuttered today. Not one shop was open. The only place where we're finding any sort of activity is here at the hospital. So driving up and down that main street, you know, looking down the side streets, no families, no women and children. In fact, when we were driving into town a little earlier today, the highway between Benghazi and Ajdabia was very busy. Lots of station wagons. We were told that there were families, women and children getting out of town. So I think people here are keeping an ear to the ground as to what could be coming down the road south of here, Brega, and a lot of people did try to get out today.
Reporter Derek Stoffel in Ajdabia, Libya. We'll try and check back with you tomorrow, Derek. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.